Sundry. A multi-stakeholder panel will examine the province's seniors lodge system with the aim of helping seniors age in their home communities going forward, says Jason Nixon, area MLA and Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services. During a press conference announcing the panel Thursday, Nixon was asked by the Alberton whether examining the safety and security of lodge residents will be part of the panel's mandate. Everything associated with how lodges operate and concerns that anybody has with lodges is on the table for this panel, said Nixon, Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services. I do want to say when it comes to elders abuse, it is a real issue and something that our province has taken seriously and invested millions of dollars in, and we are going to continue that work with or without panel recommendations. But we are not limiting the panel to be able to provide any advice that they find out on that issue. Elder abuse is real, and that is why our government continues to invest in that very important issue. The government would act immediately to address cases of elder abuse identified in lodges and would not wait for the panel's recommendation before doing so, he said. If there are elder abuse issues and/or security issues inside our lodges, we would take immediate action already based on the circumstances that are taking place, he said. I'm not saying everything is perfect. What I'm saying is that the primary responsibility of this panel will not be to deal with that, nor would we wait to take action to protect our residents while we are waiting for the panel's report. The 11-person panel will examine the system's efficient and sustainability into the future while looking at ways to make the most of existing spaces, he said. There are 10,850 seniors lodge units in 149 lodges across the province. The seniors lodge program supports housing, including meals, laundry, housekeeping and recreational programming. Stacy Stilling is the chief administrative officer for a seniors housing operator in Central Alberta and a panel member. I'm really excited for the entire lodge industry and operators who are working within it, to be able to have that voice from their perspective, but also from the residents and staff and families and municipalities' perspectives, Stilling said. The review is long overdue because we are seeing demographic changes with what people want and what they need and how we can best get the lodge program to suit that now and be innovative into the future. Stilling said she believes residents will provide valuable input into the panel's work. We can take a page out of the minister's, Nixon, book and how he always talks about making sure seniors can stay in their communities, and that's what we all want, she said. Let's make home, home, and keep people where they are comfortable. Our seniors population is aging and we know that. The growth is going to be significant, so how do we best do what we can and do what we need to learn now and move forward? The panel will start its work this month, with its first meeting on January 26. Panel members include representatives from the rural municipalities of Alberta, Alberta Municipalities and the Bethany Care Society. Panel Chair Arlene Adamson, with Alberta Seniors and Community Housing Association, said the Seniors Lodge program in the province will be even more important as the needs for housing affordability and supports increase to serve our aging population well. The Seniors Lodge program was last reviewed 9 years ago.